are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Rock Auto, an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs and the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, San Antonio Spurs writer, and glad to have you back, TGIF. Hopefully by now you're still beaming over a Spurs win yesterday. Yes, this is recorded before the Spurs-Hawks game. So we'll try to keep things relevant here, but we're going to be discussing the homestand, just basically home overall. Home isn't sweet home for San Antonio this season. Is this something that's likely going to upend the Spurs? And is that a sign of a good playoff team if the Spurs reach that point? We're also going to just cover some basic news and notes. And yes, Gorgui Dieng, not off to a great start in San Antonio. Who's helping me dive into all this? You know him, you love him. He is the wonderful, the awesome, the coolest dude you'll find around in San Antonio, James Pledger of ESPN San Antonio and co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. James, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And not a great start for Dieng, isn't it?
I mean, it's not, but it's kind of also indicative of what the Spurs have had to deal with all year long. If you think about it, I mean, you're coming out of the bubble, everything feels great. Derek White has foot surgery. Keldon Johnson starts the year not ready to play. Derek White's back for a couple of games. All of a sudden, foot injury again. And the consistency just hasn't been there all year long. And they get to add this piece, and hopefully he fits with what they're doing, and we don't even really get to see him before he injures himself and is likely going to spend some time on the shelf.
Yeah, he did not play against the Hawks, but we'll talk about more about the newest kid on the block later on the show. We're going to be diving into the big topic, and that is home. Look, again, this is recorded before the Hawks game. Yeah.
Supposed to be home with the heart. Sweet home. You just said home.
I just said home because home has not been sweet home for San Antonio, especially in this homestand. Once again, this is recorded before the game versus the Hawks. But prior to that game versus Atlanta, the Spurs have dropped, four games at home in this 9-game homestand? Only won two. Those two games are against the Bulls and Kings. Look, we could dive into the numbers. We can talk about the three-point defense or lack thereof in most of these games, or lack thereof shooting the three-point shot. But overall, home is where the heart is. Home is where you're supposed to be getting your W's. Home is supposed to help you beef up your record, and hopefully you can balance it out, versus going on the road. But it's been the opposite this year. What do you attribute these home issues for San Antonio? You think with fans back, that'll help, but that really hasn't done a thing, James.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're going into this Hawks game, which this is prior to the Hawks game, they're 12-14 at home. They're not great at home. But there's a lot of teams that aren't great at home this year. And it has not been a place where people have thrived this season when you talk about home games and how people fare at home versus on the road. I mean, Dallas is only 11-10 at home. Los Angeles, the Lakers, 16-11 at home. I mean, that's not great records. 12-12 for the Kings, 11-14 for the Grizzlies. I mean, it's not been good at home, and it's the same in the Eastern Conference. You look at the Wizards, 10-15. Toronto, 9-12. They're just teams. Indiana's 8-13 at home. I mean, the good teams are good at home, the really good ones. Utah's been really good at home. But part of it is home right now.
Right.
Because you're dealing with a lot of teams that are just playing in empty gyms. The only thing that makes it home is the fact that they've slept in their own bed the night before. And they're going into their home locker room, or they know the traffic on the way into that's the only thing that makes it home.
But
you don't have the home court advantage. You don't have the home court crowds. And I think teams like the Spurs, especially a young team like the Spurs, are better on the road than they are at home this year, because there's some consistency, at least on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it. You all have to bus to the stadium. You're all staying in a hotel together. You know, there is a routine that you have to follow on road games. And I think with a young team, a routine may help them better.
Yeah, they're 12-7 on the road. It's above 500. At home, they are below 500. I would, you know, going into this 9-game homestand, I look at, you know, your Kings. Okay, maybe, you know, prior to the, you know, these Kings games,
mm-hmm.
You know, okay, well, Spurs should be able to get those W's, and they go 1-1. Yeah, Charlotte, not a problem. But no, they dropped that game, you know, barely, you know, lost by 3 points. They got clubbed over the head by the Clippers, expected.
And the Kings.
Yeah, and the Kings. And then you just see this thing. But I look at this, the home issues that this team has, and I see this is that this 9-game homestand, because I think in once this is over, they're more away than home, which maybe is a good thing for this team. Maybe that's going to work in their hands. But even at that, those teams that they still have left on the slate, at Denver twice, at Dallas, at Toronto, at Phoenix, the list goes on and on, at the Pacers, at Boston, well, they're floundering right now. But, you know, my point is that the rest of their schedule is not easy. But this was their quote-unquote easiest part of their second half schedule, 9 games at home. The big question is this performance at home going to doom them in any type of playoff march?
Well, I mean, you can take this one of two ways. Yes, it's bad, but they've been losing to teams they shouldn't lose to all year. We always keep talking about certain games throughout the year where it's like, oh, man, that's going to come back to haunt them at the end of the year. Oh, man, that's going to come back to haunt them at the end of the year. But truth be told, if we truthfully look at the Spurs, they're going to be in the play-in regardless. Like, as far as they'll fall, likely, with the way that they've been playing, is 10. And in that case, they still have a shot to make the playoffs. Now, they won't right. cement their way into it by any stretch, but at least they give themselves a chance at it, regardless of what happens. And here, I don't know, maybe these road games to close out the season are a blessing in disguise because, you know, with this young team, maybe they need this routine. Maybe they need this structure. Maybe they need the ability to stay in hotel rooms and bus together to the mm-hmm. stadium and do these things, because I know, I don't know about you, but I feel a lot better and crisper when I get into my routine, like if I have 7 a.m. workouts and stuff like that. But then when I fall out of it, things just kind of go a little bit askew in my life. And, you know, things aren't right until I kind of get things back onto some sort of routine.
You work out at 7 in the morning? Good for you. Man,
the only time I have, man. Every other hour of the day I'm working.
Well, I look at this team and with their poor performance at home, not a good sign of a playoff possible team. You know, well, maybe it's the inverse. You know, they're likely not going to get, if they do make it, they're likely not going to get home court advantage in that opening round. So maybe that's a good thing. But still, you're going to draw a Phoenix or a Jazz or a Clipper or a Laker team, which is not going to bode well at all. Here's the thing. This is just an overall sign of this team is not there. This is still a young team that still trips up, that still drops games at home, that yeah. is not there at the maturity level where we can say, you know what, they're at home. They're going to defend the AT&T Center. But we're not there yet, are you? Because I cannot look, the next game they have is against Cleveland. I can't look at that game and be like, oh, that's a W. I can't do that now with this team at home. Making money with Sports Trade is simple as player value rises and falls based on two factors. One, their statistical performance in each game as compared to the projected fantasy points in that game. Simply put, the more points scored, the higher the value there goes. Two, good old supply and demand. The more demand a player has, the higher their value goes. And I'm here to talk to you about Sports Trade. Have you guys heard about Sports Trade? It's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. This is amazing. Sports Trade takes fantasy to the next level. It's like Robinhood for fantasy sports. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players, just like real stocks. Finally, a fair and exciting way to cash in on your sports knowledge. You can instantly buy and sell as many shares in as many players as you like in the stock market, and then watch your players battle it out and see your portfolio value rise. Simply go to sporttrade.com, watch the How It Works video, and then sign up to get started. Sign up today at sporttrade.com and discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly an evolution of fantasy sports. You'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get into the game at sporttrade.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck from hundreds of manufacturers. You need new motor oil, you need new carpet, you need a tail lamp. They got it there at RockAuto.com. So whether you need it for your classic or daily driver, those prices are always going to be reliably low. And in just a few easy clicks, you can get those parts delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications that you prefer. And once again, those prices are always reliably low at RockAuto.com. Don't go spending twice as much, all right? Go to RockAuto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. You get an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, RockAuto.com.
You can't. But at the same time, you have to start thinking about this team and what it's gone through and the lack of consistency that they've had and the lack of everything that they've had to go through throughout. I mean, there's a good chance when you look at this team, and there's a reason we all wanted to see a shakeup at the trade deadline, is because that old guard way of thinking, you know, got consistency. We need, you know, to make sure that we keep the continuity on this team together. Well, that's great when the team has been together for as long as it has at that point. And you had, you know, Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker, and, you know, making a move might upset the chemistry. I get that. This team's never had chemistry. It's not a team that's ever shown any modicum of chemistry and playing together on a consistent basis for any long periods of time. So there's a realization that you have to come to, and I don't know how much of this falls on Pop or not, but like, I'm starting to get to the point with the New England Patriots where I'm like, all right, they've scrapped everything and they went and spent big in free agency this offseason because he hasn't been drafting well. And it was obvious that there were flaws on that team and that they couldn't fix them in one draft. So in order to get back to the top as fast as they could, they decided to go spend some money in free agency. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but at least Bill Belichick was willing to be like, all right, Tom Brady's gone. This isn't going to work the way it used to work. I've got to do something.
Yeah. And
the Spurs don't seem to be able to force themselves to do things contrary to what worked under Tim Duncan. And the reason things worked under Tim Duncan is because you had Tim Duncan.
Yeah. And then you throw in Manu and Tony, and then for a while, Kawhi, it's going to work out. And, right now it's not working out. And, you know, if the Spurs and Patriots always had those parallel lives, well, you know, maybe the team should take a page out of the Pats book and improve on the team based on the assets they have. Now, I'm crossing fingers. Maybe Keldon can turn into an NBA All-Star, but he's going to be in the West. So his game's going to really have to skyrocket if he wants to break into that All-Star mode, or at least get nominated or picked by coaches or voted in by fans. And then there's the other things that you have to look at with this team, that you're looking at the schedule they still have. We joke that they're on the road more often than home, and that's going to do well. But ultimately, it's still a rough schedule. And I still think that injuries, yes, they're always going to get you. But I think the schedule's ultimately going to doom San Antonio in the end.
Yeah, I mean, there's almost a bit of complacency with the Spurs, it feels like at times, in terms of we're adverse to going to this up-tempo, small ball style. And finally, it seems like with the addition of Gorgui Dieng, they were trying to embrace it in a sense, and what they were trying to let LaMarcus do, but it felt like they fought it for as long as they possibly could have. How long are they going to keep fighting what needs to happen, whether it's in free agency or the trade or whatever? You know, how many of these pieces are untouchable? Because the longer you hold on to these pieces, the more people see of them, the less they become a desirable piece, whether whoever it may be. And now you've held on to DeMar so long that you can't get anything in return for him if he decides to leave. Same goes for Rudy Gay. Same goes for Patty Mills. Like, anybody that's going into free agency, LaMarcus Aldridge, you can throw into that, to which they had to buy him out. Like, all these players, they held on to the last possible second, hoping that they can get something, where if they would have been more proactive than reactive with these guys, there's a chance that you could have gotten something for them before they just walk and you're left with a whole bunch of money and hoping that you can convince people to come to San Antonio. But that's going to be a hard sell too, outside of people are going to wonder, how long is Greg Popovich going to continue to coach? Mm-hmm. Because he's one of the few draws about coming here. And on top of that, DeMar DeRozan just had, in all accounts, in every statistical category, a career year, and he couldn't even get under the All-Star team.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's the name recognition of playing for bigger markets or bigger, you know, the small market feel and the small market thing that San Antonio loves to embrace. Well, it's real, because if you're not one of the all-time greats like Tim Duncan, what kind of actual value or not value, but what kind of actual adoration for your play can you actually get from a team? Because it doesn't look like people value right. San Antonio. This was a team that was, you know, overachieving at the time. It was high. I believe it was as high as sixth in the Western Conference, and they couldn't get one single All-Star nominated.
And here's the thing, too. Their biggest free agent net in franchise history, LMA, wanted out immediately. Like, right after his second season, was it? Or season and a half, whatever. It was very early in his, it was early in his Spurs career. And then you get a second time where he wants out and the team mutually agrees. So that's twice where a bigger free agent for the Spurs level, you know, bar wanted out. You also look at this too, that is a DeMar DeRozan going to look at LMA and if he gets a ring and say, you know what, look what he did. Maybe I should do that.
And then say, DeMar, do you think DeMar, having the year that he's having this year, if he was in a market like New York City playing for the Knicks,
do
you think he would have not been an All-Star?
Yeah, I mean, he's in. There's no doubt about it. He is in. And I think that's where this young team is at. You look at the homestand, not that great. You know, dropped a lot of games. And what was supposed to be padding their win column versus padding their L column. You also look at the fact that they're still growing. Look at the best way to understand this young team is look how they are after games and the Zoom sessions that we have with the media. James, you've been on those before. When they lose early in the season, a lot of them were very like, it's just a loss. You shrug it off. You move on. Now it's kind of lingering. Now you have DeJounte saying they got to get their S together on the pick and roll, something to that effect. You hear the one common
mount, as the losses mount with this team, the behavior of the team, it reflects. And you're starting
to see a wear
on
them. We've been telling you about Built Bar, best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. You know Built Bar, the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Well, now it's time to find out which bar is the best, because it's Built Bar Madness. You go to BuiltBar.com right now to check out today's matchup. Remember to use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your next order when you go to BuiltBar.com. They have it all. Carrot cake, coconut almond, peanut butter. All your classic flavors are all there at BuiltBar.com, and they're fighting it out right now to find out who is the best tasting protein bar. Once again, the promo code is LOCK15, 15% off your next order, and check back at the website, BuiltBar.com, to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football may be over, but you got the basketball world going on. NBA, college basketball, and the NHL, they're in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. And BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's simply the best way to place your bet, and it's free to sign up. Head on out to the website right now, betonline.ag. Use mobile device if you want, and you can also sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. They're going to give you half your money back when you just start. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts, and use promo code Locked On. Back in the good old day with Timmy and the Big Three and all that stuff, you know, when they lost, you didn't really see that much. It was just more business as usual. We're going to plow forward and just do what we got to do. Now you hear, hey, you know, DeJounte was asked about his number getting called at the end, and DeJounte had a remark. You're hearing a lot of from the young guys, you know, like, you know, we lost. Derek White exasperated and goes, we sure gave him a lot of looks, didn't we? You know, so communication is off. We know that, and that will come. These are not issues that are horrible. They're fixable. And I think, if anything, Spurs fans, you, myself, should take solace in that. That this is not – the issues they have are not major. It's not like they have chemistry issues or it's Shaq and Kobe levels where they just can't get along. Well, maybe they should, because then they win titles. Anyway, they're so pissed off at each other. They just want to go out and prove who's the best. But my point is that a lot of the issues that this young team has, it seems fixable. And I think that'll come in time, James.
Yeah, I mean, it seems fixable. But you wonder – is it? Because as losses mount, as frustration boils, you know, a young team can fracture at some point. You know, it's about keeping them together. It's about, you know, making sure that there are no cracks in that hole. And, you know, you've got people that may be on their way out the door at the end of this season. So how much of the buy-in is there? And whose team is this really, and whose team will it be moving forward? And these are all questions I'm sure being asked by players, at least in their mind, in that locker room. I know I would at this point of the season, because you're sitting at 8. You're not guaranteed anything going into this postseason, because you have to play in against the 9 seed to even attempt that. And right now, one of those two teams you'd be playing would either be Memphis or Golden State. And let's face it, San Antonio hasn't fared well against either.
And you also add this too, is that do they really want to add more games to the already crammed schedule? Look, you and I, you know, when we cover these games, we're tired. You know, how many, it's just every other day. You know, there's no break. There's no time to reset the, you know, the writing mind for my end, or you, the radio mind, mm-hmm. to reset on the Spurs. It just go. And eventually you're like, what more can we talk about? It's like, it's constantly just moving. And I think if we're feeling weary about that, imagine them physically, yeah. and mentally as well, you know, it's going to catch up. And I think you're seeing a little bit of the byproduct of that at home right now, especially now in 9 games. Maybe you give them the 2 losses for against the Clippers. Okay, fine. But, you know, you don't lose to the Hornets. You don't lose. You know, you don't get clubbed in the head by the Kings the way they did.
Full offseason is definitely needed by these guys. And not only is a good full offseason needed, but I don't know. Maybe there's something that happens this offseason. And with all this cap space they're going to have, maybe they do something that they're not used to doing. But it's going to be – you almost feel like the Spurs team is at a pivot point on – who they're going to be moving forward. And this offseason very well could be the
They're on the clock this offseason.
Yeah. It could be the thing that pushes them one way or the other as to is, are they going to move back towards championship contention, or is this team going to continue to go down this road of, you know, right in the middle, mediocrity, you know, continue to build through the draft. Hopefully you can hit on one of these middling lottery picks.
Yeah, well, you know, we're talking about the homestand and just home play and the stumble they took at home right now in the nine games. But again, I think the silver lining is this, and I told you, and I've said this many times before on Locked On Spurs, I think you'll look back at this 2020-21 season and be, thank God they did that, because look how much they learned. You know, thank goodness they took their lumps, because here they are. So you got to keep that in mind.
One of these lumps I want this team to take is to make it to the playoffs, whether they get housed and swept in four by Utah.
Oh, you know that's probably going
to
happen.
Or they manage to play. Sure. But, like, that's, you know, for a young team, it's needed. And I think it's more beneficial for them to make the playoffs than to miss it. And that's going to be a big thing, is how they bounce back from that, how they manage to continue to go forward. Because if you miss the playoffs two seasons in a row, you're starting to talk about setting. That's something that the Spurs had never done in the entire franchise's existence.
Right.
I mean, this is a team that's only missed the playoffs, what, three times in its entire existence as a franchise in San Antonio?
Yeah. The playoffs are a thing here. What is it? Fiesta in San Antonio? And the Spurs.
But it's one of those things where you talk about, like, with other teams, like when you start missing the playoffs consecutively, like all of a sudden you're the Suns, and it takes a guy like a Chris Paul to come in and change the mindset of a team like that when you have a whole bunch of young players. The Kings have been stuck in this rut ever since the Vlade Divac, Chris Webber days with Mike Bibby. Like, they can't get back to where they were, and they keep trying to throw all these young guys and cycle all these young guys. Well, young guys also need veteran leadership, and you got to find the right mix of youth and veteran leadership to help get them to that point of, you know, climbing over the top. It's not often you see young guys do it by themselves, or in this instance, young dudes.
Young dudes, yeah. We have a question from a longtime Locked On Spurs listener / fan. He is at Nave Bar. I'm going to spell it out for you just to be sure. It's at NaveHBAR. It's kind of a thought / question he has. He says, here's the thought. The front office should know who's staying and who's going to leave. So he's under the assumption that the team knows. So then he says, let's just say DeMar and Patty, just those two guys, they're going to leave. He's asking, is it reasonable for the Spurs to start looking for more shooting guards that can create with those spaces available?
To me?
To you.
I don't think so, because what this team lacks, bouncy bigs. Like, the outside of Jakob Poeltl, what do they have? You know, they went and brought in a Gorgui Dieng, but then, you know, we're not going to get to see that come to fruition for at least another couple of games, if not longer. And even then, I do believe he's a free agent at the end of the year as well. So it's one of those, how beneficial in the long term is it? You've got Lonnie Walker. You've got Keldon Johnson, who can play, you know, two through four. You've got Devin Vassell. You've got Derek White and DeJounte Murray. I mean, there are – you got Trey Jones, who eventually is going to have to get some run at some point once a couple of those guys leave. You've got guards on guards on guards. Mm-hmm. What you don't have are bigs. And I think a guy like John Collins or Lauri Markkanen or these restricted free agents this offseason, I think those are going to be big in terms of this team and what they may look for. And our restricted free agent, Jared Allen, who have been mentioned by Yahoo Sports' Chris Mannix as a possible target of the Spurs this offseason. Like, these are guys that fit the modern NBA that also are coming into at least restricted free agency to where you can space the floor, you can give them a little bit defensively with some athleticism in the shape of Collins and Allen. Like, those are guys that would fit with this young core and these young shooting guards and young guards and forwards that they have. They need more size and length, and all they have right now is Jakob Poeltl. Outside of that you know, it's how many minutes did Drew Eubanks log last night?
Mm-hmm.
Because he seemed like to be the next man up. And I love Drew Eubanks, and he's a great dude, but you don't want him playing a lot of minutes.
No. You know, I mean, and plus, too, you know, he's very limited offensively, and he's, I guess, I mean, I know he's considered
he's a bulldog.
Big,
I mean, he's going to do what you want, but he's limited athletically. He's not going to be able to step out defensively the way you need against some of the bigger new bigs in the NBA. And Jakob Poeltl's just as big as a liability defensively at times when you're talking about whether it's Anthony Davis or Giannis Antetokounmpo or whoever it may be that the modern NBA is starting. I mean, how good do you expect Jakob Poeltl to be against Nikola Jokic or Kristaps Porzingis?
Yeah. Or Wiseman as he gets better.
Or James Wiseman as he continues to evolve. Like, yeah, and, these are guys that have athleticism, that can spread the floor, that can shoot it, that can pass it. And, you know, while Jakob's great and he's a bulldog down low and has a skill set that is very good with what the Spurs are working with, they also need to add a counter to what he offers as well.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is that Jakob, you know, he's on a very team-friendly deal, so he'll still be able to provide what he's providing right now. I mean, he's playing great. You know, my hat's off to him. I mean, what he's been doing after that slow start to the season has been phenomenal. It's common now for him to get a double-double now. It's to that point. But, yeah, bouncy bigs, I think that is exactly what the Spurs need moving forward. Hopefully they can address that because they should have a decent pick slot in the draft. Tank. I'm kidding. But
could one of the Mobleys fall?
Yeah. But unless you're James Pledger, you're probably gonna text bomb me and be Markkanen throughout the entire summer.
I'd love to keep him, and I'd love for them to go after him, but he doesn't offer as much defensively as you would like. He just offers in floor spacing and shooting.
Right. All right. Well, let's go to shift gears now and dive into some little news and notes here. And my first thing, you know, we teased at the beginning, the new Spur, Gorgui Dieng, your thoughts on him? I know we barely saw any time, you know, before he got hurt, didn't play against the Hawks. What's he going to get you? Maybe one, two wins, you know, if he's on having a good night from three. Your thoughts on him?
I mean, he on paper looks to fit with what the Spurs core is trying to be. You're trying to run more. He can run an up tempo game. He spaces the floor because he can shoot from three at a high clip. I believe he was shooting over 42% while he was in Memphis from behind the arc, which is probably better than anybody on the Spurs roster right now. I mean, it's on paper, looks like it could be a meshing of styles with what the Spurs want to, and we feel like they should be transitioning towards. And also, it feels like, you know, he would fit the bill in terms of he's not looking for a ton of minutes. If he gets them, he gets them. And he doesn't need the ball. The offense just flows around him, not through him.
Yeah, he said all the right things in that first media session, saying that he'll play his role, that he knows the only way to get the minutes is simply just to play hard. You know, tipped his cap to R.C. Buford, saying he's known him for a while now. So he's saying all the right things. It's just a shame he strained his shoulder, and has not really seen any significant time on the court with the young guys. I think it'll mesh well. I think he'll provide a positive impact. I don't think he's a game changer, though. For San Antonio, I don't think he's going to push this team into slot six in the West. But he definitely presents another weapon to throw out there, and he definitely presents a key piece moving forward because the way it works out, right, he becomes a free agent after the season, right?
Yeah.
You hope you can
bring him back on another team-friendly deal and that he enjoyed his time in San Antonio.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll work out. But, yeah, I think he gives you maybe one or two more wins.
He's more of the glue guy. He's what we thought Trey Lyles could have been going into the bubble before his appendectomy.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll see Gorgie down the road. And you know, when he got hurt, it didn't look that bad. It looked like a stinger, but maybe some x-ray showed more than what the eye test showed. In other Spurs news, congratulations to Spurs' Becky Hammond. She was recognized as the 2021 NCAA Legacy Award honoree. She's one of eight individuals to get that award, and it was presented to her yesterday with the women's NCAA tournament out in San Antonio. So congratulations to Becky Hammond, another notch in her belt, and accolades mounting and piling up, James. She's going to be a coach, whether in San Antonio or elsewhere, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of assume it's going to be in San Antonio. We all kind of assume she's going to slide over when Pop eventually decides to retire. But if a good opportunity comes her way beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be tough because it's want to stay with what you know, or if you get a good opportunity from, let's say, a playoff team with a good young superstar or something like that manages to come open because they didn't go as far as they want. Case in point, look at Philadelphia last year. You know,
yep.
coaching positions become vacant rather quickly in the NBA. And let's say that there is a team that became dissatisfied with what happened, but you got a bunch of young pieces in place there mm-hmm. that you feel very comfortable with.
Yes,
it's going to be really hard to say no to that when you're looking at the possibility of, you know, I'm not saying that he's in trouble, but let's say the New Orleans Pelicans get very upset with Stan Van Gundy after his first year with the Pelicans.
Right.
And that they didn't see the development and the growth from their players that they wanted to see in his first year, and they missed the playoffs. Zion Ingram, you know, the young nucleus they have with Jackson Hayes, I would find that a very difficult job to say no to.
Or even like a Boston, you know, if Stevens sure. is out,
Brad
you know.
Stevens' name's being mentioned, but
yep.
man, if that's Zion, the case, yeah. I don't Pelicans, know if I'm yeah. not looking at Brad Stevens anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. In other Spurs news, former Spur assistant coach at Torre Messina, he will be inducted into the FIBA Hall of Fame. That's right. He's part of the FIBA Hall of Fame class of 2021. His European record as a coach is just incredible. James, I went to go see, how special is this guy? You know, I hear all this stuff about him, super coach, you know, one of the best ever. Oh, my goodness, this is probably not a championship he's not won out in the EuroLeague, from the Italian League to just the EuroLeague itself. He was named one of the biggest influencers for EuroLeague for promoting the brand of basketball. So, and that's just scratching the surface. So kudos to the former Spurs coach. And then some other news, LaMarcus Aldridge finally spoke to Brooklyn media. And he did comment on his time in San Antonio, said that he learned a lot, that he's bringing – this is where we insert the laugh track now. But
No, I want you to go ahead and finish because I got plenty of things about this.
He's bringing a defensive mindset / IQ to Brooklyn, something that he said he picked up in San Antonio. I'm scratching my head right here.
To be fair with him. Pop praised his defense a lot while he was here, and we did see tangible, like there were certain bigs that ate him alive, obviously, just because he can't match their athleticism, but he was pretty solid defensively for most of his time here in San Antonio, and Pop made sure to go out of his way to let us know that he was playing well defensively and committed himself on the defensive end.
Yeah, maybe not in the final season in San Antonio where he looked very lackadaisical, very like he's checked out. To me, he had a very checked out vibe.
Well, we saw that with James Harden in Houston. So
yeah.
Once you get dialed in, it doesn't take long, I don't think. But
yeah,
there you could see a very defensive LaMarcus and in Brooklyn. And now that he's dialed in, that could be a thing. Because remember, he did play good defense in San Antonio. I'm not saying it was great defense. I'm not saying he was an all-NBA defender, but Pop made sure to go out of his way to mention, even on big offensive nights where he would go off and score 30 or something, he was like, he starts with his defense, man. His defense was great tonight. Sure, he made some shots, but he was a linchpin for us defensively, and we've heard it in multiple press conferences, both you and me.
Here's the thing. He's also said he's gunning for a starting job. Well, kudos to him. You know, hey, you know,
sure.
Hope he gets it. I mean, all competitors, professional athletes want that. But if he doesn't and he's coming off that bench, I think it's an easier pill to swallow in Brooklyn versus San Antonio, isn't it?
Sure, sure. But, I mean, you got to look at his competition for who's in front of him for the 4 and the 5 in Brooklyn as well. I mean, I could see him beating out DeAndre Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely could see him beating him out.
I mean, he's got a chance to start there if he, you know, adapts well and things go right. If not, he can be part of a second unit to where maybe he's more of an offensive threat because you're not sharing the court with Durant and Kyrie and James Harden all at the same time.
The Spurs still play the Nets in the second, well, in their second half of the season. Yeah. So they'll have a definitely reunion. Won't be in San Antonio. It'll likely be in Brooklyn. So that should be a fun night for everyone, but we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the Spurs at home and the ripple effect that it has that James and I brought up, you know? Yeah, there it is. Well, there's your answer. There's your answer. We want to hear from you. What do you think about this Spurs team? Is the home play?
Not that they're bad. I'm sorry. They're below average. If 500 is average, they're below average.
Here's the thing. If they beat a top team, East or West, soon, like I'm talking major top team, like a Phoenix, which they have in their schedule ahead, and like, everybody's going to be like, we're back, baby. We're back.
You know? Of course they are.
Yes. So brace yourself for that. But we definitely want to hear from you. What do you think about the Spurs play at home? Is it concerning for you as the season moves on? And especially if they do make that playoff, do you think this is a sign of, well, if they can't play at home, what do you think they're going to do in the playoffs? We need to know. Also, what do you think about some of the news and notes we brought up? What are your thoughts on, you know, I know he hasn't played, but Jang, do you like the acquisition by San Antonio? And what do you think about LaMarcus Aldridge? What did he have to say to Brooklyn media about his time in San Antonio? James, tell everybody how they can chat with you and what's going on with the Saturday Morning Hangover.
Well, Saturday Morning Hangover, Saturdays 9 to 11 here on ESPN San Antonio. You can catch it online, ESPNSA.com, or if you're here in San Antonio, 1250 on the AM, 94.5 on the FM. I mean, just chopping it up. We'll talk Spurs. We'll talk Cowboys. We'll talk some NCAA tournament. It's a lot going on in the world of sports. Opening day is upon us as Major League Baseball is back underway again and, you know, a full season. This year, no worries about that 60-game sprint to the finish.
So, a little
bit of normalcy from this year compared to last, having the NCAA tournament still going on with the championship games coming up this week in the Final Four in the championship game, and then baseball starting on time. And, you know, it's just one step closer to normalcy.
Yeah, and make sure to listen to The Blitz, also on ESPN San Antonio Radio or on YouTube. James produces that. He chimes in every once in a while, so go check out The Blitz whenever you have a chance. And as for me, make sure to subscribe to Locked On Spurs, wherever you get your favorite podcast, whether that be the Odyssey app, Stitcher, Google Play. It's all there. Go check it out. And if you need all your sports action in just under 20 minutes, check out Locked On Today podcast. It updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So for James Pledger, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs. And I urge you once again to sign up today at sporttrade.com and discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. You'll be amazed. So don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in on the game at sporttrade.com and check out their video on how it all works.